or children. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Music by Felix Mendelssohn from Songs Without Words. Spring Song No. 6 in A Minor. Performed by the Budapest Strings, here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues now through the afternoon time. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have stepped in. And in this noon hour, the El Valle Symphony Orchestra, with music from a Spanish composer, and a orchestral tone poem describing the simple village life, with rural impressions from composer Joaquim Serra. We'll enjoy that a little bit later, along with music from one of the great violinists of history, Variations on an Original Theme by Heinrich Wieniawski. All that and more still to come. Classical music continues here on a Friday afternoon. Next up is the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and Sir Neville Mariner. Along with them is horn player Barry Tuckwell. We'll step into a world of elegance next and enjoy music from one of the great musical voices of the early 19th century, Carl Maria von Weber, and a concertino for horn and orchestra. Next on KPR. A concertino for horn and orchestra by Carl Maria von Weber, performed by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner and the horn played by Barry Tuckwell on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:27. Still to come, Salvador Broton's and the El Valle Symphony Orchestra, and the tone poem Rural Impressions, musical depiction of the simple village life from Spanish composer Joaquin Serra, in just over 10 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming renowned pianist Jonathan Biss, performing works by Franz Schubert and more, Sunday, September 22nd, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Some music for violin and piano next. Ray Chen and pianist Noreen Polera are together to hear some music from what was possibly one of the great violinists of history, one born in Poland in 1835, music of Heinrich Wieniawski and Variations on an Original Theme, next on KPR. Variations on an Original Theme by Polish composer Heinrich Wieniawski, played by violinist Ray Chen alongside pianist Noreen Polera on Kansas Public Radio. 12:41 is the time. News from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Of course, the music continues on this evening at 7, with a special treat for you this evening, the next concert from the BBC Proms. And tonight, the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, comprising young Arab and Israeli musicians, and its co-founder, Daniel Barenboim, perform the Brahms Violin Concerto with soloist Anne-Sophia Mutter, alongside Schubert's Great Symphony. That's tonight on the BBC Proms concerts. Join us for one of the greatest classical music festivals in the world. And that's tonight at 7. Here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. We'll enjoy next music of a Spanish composer, one who had a great reputation inside his native region of Catalonia, composer Joaquim Serra, and a 20th-century tone poem full of rustic charm that describes the simplicity of the simple village life in Rural Impressions, played by the El Valle Symphony Orchestra, led by Salvador Brotons, here on Kansas Public Radio. The tone poem Rural Impressions from Spanish composer Joaquin Serra, performed by the El Valle Symphony Orchestra, led by Salvador Brotons, today on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 1 p.m., and about time for NPR News, followed by the next hour of music, which brings us one of the early triumphs in the life and career of Gabriel Fauré. We have a wonderful piano quartet to await. More classical music on the way on KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR's Full Life Hacks, every weekday on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Temperatures in the upper 70s today in northeast and east central Kansas. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Watts.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's one that they call the Prague Carnival, from Vedric Smetana, performed by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on a Friday afternoon, with a bit later, a Belgian tone poem, something for you called Morning Mood from the composer Ludwig Mortelmans. Quite an ethereal and serene bit of music that's on the way here in this 1 o'clock hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. Information at 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. That's CAN with a K, 1-800-K-A-N-D-O-I-T. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We'll spend much of our time next with the musicians Emmanuel X at piano, violinists Isaac Stern and Jamie Laredo, and cellist Yo-Yo Ma, for music from fairly early on in the life and career of French composer Gabriel Fauré. Along with his first violin sonata and ballad for piano, this is one of his early triumphs, his piano quartet, No. 1 in C minor. Next on Kansas Public Radio. A sublime bit of chamber music composed in 1880 by Gabriel Fauré, Piano Trio No. 1, performed by violinists Isaac Stern and Jamie Laredo, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and pianist Emmanuel X, today on KPR. Where the time is 1:43. Coming up at the top of the hour, news from NPR, and we'll have one more hour of classical music for you before 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, September 18th, 4 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. And the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And speaking of support for KPR, I want to say a quick thank you to everyone who made a pledge during this morning's Power Breakfast. With your help, we raised almost $10,000 in just 90 minutes. As it happens, we have a little over $2,700 still in our matching pool. You can double the value of your pledge by calling us right now at 888-577-5268 or by going online to kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks again to all of you for your wonderful support of KPR. What we have for you next is a tone poem from a Belgian composer born in the mid-19th century, one Ludwig Mortelmans, a student at the Antwerp Conservatory and referred to by some as the Flemish Brahms. Here's the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels and conductor Alexander Rabari with a tone poem called Morning Mood, next on KPR. The tone poem Morning Mood by Belgian composer Ludwig Mortelmans, performed by the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, conducted by Alexander Rabari today on Kansas Public Radio. Up ahead, news from NPR, followed by the next hour of classical music, which brings us one of the Norwegian rhapsodies of Johann Svensson, and the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra, with a suite by Camille Saint-Saëns, inspired by one of his favorite vacation destinations. We've got the Algerian suite awaiting us in the next hour. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering fun and learning for kids with programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Lila in the Loop, Eleanor Wonders Why, and Pinkalicious on the 24/7 Kids Channel 19.4. And the Topeka Symphony presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Lions could be an expansion of the war in Gaza. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Another one of the many operatic overtures from Italian composer Antonio Salieri, that one Il Riccio d'un Giorno, or Rich for a Day. Michael Dittrich and the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, performing on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on. I'm Jeff Watson, and before 3 o'clock and all things considered rolls around, more classical music, which will contain a grand duet for two harps from one John Thomas, as well as the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra and the Algerian Suite, exotic music from Camille Saint-Saëns, all just ahead of us. Right now, conductor Terje Mikkelsen will lead the Latvian National Symphony Orchestra. Norwegian composer Johann Svensson of the 19th century and his fourth Norwegian Rhapsody for you here on KPR. Norwegian Rhapsody No. 4, music by Johann Svensson, played by the Latvian National Symphony, conducted by Terje Mikkelsen, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 2:22. Still to come in a little over 10 minutes' time, the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra and a beautiful suite from Camille Saint-Saëns, known as the Algerian Suite. Still to come on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more, now through Saturday, September 14th. Available at BachAriaSoloists.com. And the KU School of Music, presenting the 25th annual collage concert showcasing student musicians and KU's Marching Jayhawks, Saturday, September 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Leeds Center, open to the public. Details at music.ku.edu. We're joined next by two talented harpists, Lili Laskin and Mariel Nordman, in a recording of music by the Welsh composer and harpist John Thomas, who was born in the early 19th century, and eventually a professor of harp at the Royal College of Music, and a man who became the personal harpist to Queen Victoria in 1782. We'll listen to a grand duet of his for two harps on Kansas Public Radio. A grand duet for two harps from the Welsh harpist and composer John Thomas of the 19th century, played by harpists Lily Laskin and Mariel Nordman, today on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 2:37, and awaiting us at 3 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News. That'll go until 7 p.m. this evening, and then at that time, a special treat for you this evening with the next concert from the BBC Proms. For tonight, the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, comprised of young Arab and Israeli musicians, and its co-founder, Daniel Barenboim, perform Brahms's Violin Concerto with soloist Anne-Sophia Mutter, alongside Schubert's Great Symphony. That's tonight on the BBC Proms. Hope you have some time to join us for the greatest classical music festival in the world. That's coming up tonight at 7 o'clock here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with Casey Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyowski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More at jccc.edu/mtc. It is 78 degrees here on the KU campus, a high of 79, and sunny skies for this afternoon, clear tonight, a low of 52, and for tomorrow, sunny with temperatures in the mid-70s. We have a suite next for you by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. That was inspired by his lifelong love for the vacation destination of Algeria, which he visited for the first time in 1873 and continued to do so over the next several years. On one visit, he was inspired to write a single-movement orchestral piece called An Oriental Reverie, which sparked some interest from his publisher, who demanded similarly themed music, and in the year 1880, he contributed this suite, known as the Algerian Suite. And we'll hear it played by Francis Travis, conductor of the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. A musical gift given to the world in 1880, and composed by Camille Saint-Saëns. Music based on one of his favorite holiday vacation destinations. We heard the Suite Algerienne, or Algerian Suite, performed by the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra, conducted by Francis Travis on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is almost 3 o'clock, and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. We'll visit again Monday at noon for more classical music. Keep in mind that tonight at 7, we'll bring you the next concert from the BBC Proms. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest, all-natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.